No dogs or horses allowed. This summer, Kerry's 14 Blue Flag beaches will be off limits to dogs and horses between the hours of 11am and 7pm. Yesterday, rules to restrict the animals' beach access were supported by a majority of Kerry County councillors. The restrictions already in place on other Blue Flag beaches in other parts of the country bring Kerry in line with international guidelines. Now, in a moment, we'll hear from Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray, who opposed the new restrictions. But let's hear the arguments in favour. Ian Diamond is the Coastal Awards Manager in charge of Blue Flags with Ontashka's Education Unit. And good morning, Ian. Why is this happening and why is it necessary?
Why is it happening? Blue Flag is a voluntary award scheme where local authorities around the country and marina operators, there's different criteria for marinas and beaches, apply for the award, and it's awarded on the basis of criteria with compliance to the criteria. And one of the criteria relates to restrictions on animals accessing the beach. And the reason for that, the rationale behind that, is it's for public health reasons. And because the most common hazards in bathing waters, and this is citing the World Health Organization's guidelines on recreational water quality, the most common hazards in bathing waters are microbial pathogens, in other words, bacteria, introduced by fecal contamination from either humans, animals, and this be livestock, birds, and dogs.
Okay. But, you know, generations of families have been going to the beach in this country, in one part of the country or another, including Kerry's beautiful beaches. And for families on holiday, they now want to bring, and they've always maybe brought, their much-loved pet with them to the beach. They don't want them left at home. What are they going to do now? What are they supposed to do?
Well, in terms of Blue Flag beaches, they only actually cover about 2% of the coastline. So it's, and the restrictions that apply for sort of the peak bathing hours. Part of the reason for these restrictions is that These Blue Flag areas are identified bathing waters. They're under the Bathing Water Directive. So they've been identified as areas where people bathe in great numbers. So there are a lot of areas outside the Blue Flag beaches and Blue Flag beach areas on larger beaches, because some larger beaches would only have a Blue Flag area that would be several hundred meters long, whereas the beach itself could be kilometers long. So there are many beach areas where their restrictions on dogs are solely that they must be kept on a leash and cleaned up after.
Okay, the restrictions are being introduced now in Kerry, and they are elsewhere as well. It's between the hours of 11 and 7, between the months of June and September. All of the hours outside of those hours, are animals allowed on the beach?
Yeah, the dogs will be allowed on the beach outside those hours,
All right, well... Ian Diamond, thank you very much for joining us. Let's find out now why Kerry County Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray was opposed to these restrictions. What was your argument, Jackie Healy-Ray? You know, given the science, given the health implications, and given the importance of Blue Flags.
Well, see, the point that I would make about that is everything that Ian is talking about in terms of dog following, that can still happen. Because one thing that's been lost in this as well, and it's something that I want to correct, when we're saying that dogs and horses, etc., are banned from Blue Flag beaches, the Blue Flag area actually only covers a section of the beach. So if you take Banna Beach, for example, which is a very famous beach in Kerry, a Blue Flag beach, there's only about actually 300 metres of that
Blue flagged.
That beach that's going to be blue flag. Yeah. So during the hours of 11 and 7, you cannot carry a dog into that section.
Correct.
But if you step to the right or step to the left of that area, your dog can be there. And if, for example, your dog falls on the beach there, and if it gets washed out into the sea and drifts into the Blue Flag area, well, then that problem is still there.
But just on that then, is the greater argument and the one that you might support to ban dogs from beaches altogether?
No. No, because again, I think that it's a very much more nanny state rules that are being brought in and being advised upon us by unelected bodies, people who do not have a democratic mandate in this country. And we, as Kerry County Councillors, the 33 elected members, we have a democratic mandate.
And you voted in favour of these restrictions now. But what about the science?
The reason the Kerry County Council voted in favour of this yesterday was simply because the message coming from Untashka was, if you did not comply with these rules, you would lose your blue flags.
You could lose your blue flags. But isn't that argument and another argument? I don't know if you take a dip yourself in the water during the summer on your beautiful beaches in Kerry. I don't know if you bring young children to the water, to your beautiful beaches in Kerry. But why would you want a child roaming around on the beach where dogs are weeing and pooing? Why would you want them going into the water yourself? If keeping the dogs out, even in the restricted areas, is going to improve water quality, and that's what the science is telling us.
But the science is telling us that the dog fouling is contaminating the water.
Yes.
Right?
So we need less of it, surely.
Yes. That is correct. But what it can still happen, because it's only a certain section of the beach that is being for these blue flags. What I would rather see is that I would rather see that the likes of Kerry County Council would get more funding so that we can put in place better enforcement on our beaches. Because if you take, for example, a survey that was recently done in this county, where it was found that 91% of dog owners were doing what they should do, in that they had their doggy bags with them when the dog walked.
Wouldn't it be even better if you had both?
Yes, but unfortunately we don't live in a perfect world.
Councillor Healy-Ray, you had the restrictions...
Sure, if I can't finish my point...
But if you had the restrictions and you had greater enforcement of the current laws, wouldn't that lead to improvements everywhere?
If we had better education and better enforcement around dog ownership, I think that would be a whole lot better to start with and see how that may or may not improve things. And then we could look at it. But I think that this is a very heavy-handed approach, and I don't actually believe it stands up to scrutiny, given the fact...
Listen, there we have to leave it. We have got your point, and thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray.